The World This Week. Politics.
The last American soldiers left Afghanistan, bringing an end to their 20-year mission. Taliban fighters celebrated, donning American uniforms and taking selfies with abandoned military equipment. The death toll from a suicide bombing at Kabul airport passed 170. An American drone strike killed suicide bombers preparing for another attack. The Taliban said 10 civilians also died. Joe Biden described the evacuation as an extraordinary success, despite the many Afghans who helped America and have been left behind to face Taliban reprisals. Hurricane Ida struck Louisiana, leaving 1 million people without power. Its remnants brought flooding to New York, shutting down the city's subway system. Residents were told not to use their cars. America's Supreme Court refused to stop a Texan law coming into force that in effect bans abortion after the sixth week of pregnancy. It is the strictest such law to be implemented anywhere in the United States since 1973. Unusually, it allows private individuals to sue anyone who helps anyone else get an abortion. The court said the law raised serious constitutional questions and suggested that the plaintiffs pursue those through state courts. Also in Texas, the state legislature passed a bill on election procedures that critics say is intended to deter black people and Hispanics from voting. Democratic lawmakers had delayed the bill by fleeing the state, denying the Republicans a quorum. But some of them returned to work recently. Germany's election, to be held on September 26th, was poised on a knife edge. Polls suggested stronger than expected support for the Social Democrats, whose candidate for Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, performed well in the first of three televised debates with the candidates of the other two main parties, Annalena Baerbock for the Greens and Armin Laschet for the Christian Democrats, the party of Angela Merkel. Mr. Laschet could be leading the party towards one of its worst ever results.